So again, a big welcome to all the family and friends and guests here today as we celebrate the nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things probably that's going on in your life and your families. But what is Christmas all about? You have to say Christmas is in one word. What would that one word be? You know? Community, say friends, family, giving thanks, right? The angel says in the gospel today, for today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you who is Messiah and Lord, right? There's a lot of things for us to do during Christmas, but one thing is for certain, and I think Christmas, most importantly, is about recognizing the need for a Savior. Recognizing the need for a Savior, Jesus Christ, in our lives, right? But maybe some of you ask, well, do you really need a Savior? Like, raise your hand if you need a Savior in your life. You know, like, some of you say, well, I mean, like, I don't know about really need. I mean, I need to study, I need to work, I need to eat in order to survive, right? Yeah, but do we really need a Savior? And most would say, well, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice to have a Savior. Kind of like maybe you'd have extra options when you buy a car, you know? you know, a 5-bedroom house is nice, but a 3-bedroom house is good enough, right? I don't know if I really need a Savior. I mean, I'm a good person and life is good, right? And if you ask people, if you run across family members or people, if you ask, hey, how you doing? What is the normal response? Oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm a good person. Life is good. You know, I'm good. How are you doing? Fine. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Have fun with the family. Don't eat too much. Right? It's like a machine gun. You have all the correct responses to say, right? But if you really dig deep, and if you say, if you really stop them, touch them on the shoulder, hey, no, but really, how are you doing? Seriously, I really want to know, how are you doing? And then most people will say, well, if you really want to know how I'm doing, honestly, I'm not doing so well, right? They'll say, well, I'm worried about many things. I got problems with the family, co-workers, I got the mother-in-law coming to town, not good, you know? Not sure how am I going to pay the bills, right? I don't know. I just don't know what to do with my life. Sounds like me, you need a Savior. Sounds to me, you need 1-800, I need a Savior, right? And this is the good news, folks. This is the good news. The first Christmas, the birth of Jesus, wasn't at Santana Row, okay, with bright lights. The first Christmas with Jesus, Joseph, and Mary was where? Yeah, in the little manger, refused by the innkeeper. The sign of an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Christ comes to save us from our darkest times, in the coldness, in the loneliness, in the messiness of human problems, when we don't know what to do with our lives. And all he asks is to participate in Christmas, by recognizing him, the Savior, come and adore him and worship him, right? Yet, I think this is a big challenge for many of us, many, many Christians, to actually recognize the need for a Savior in our lives and come and to worship and adore him, right? Jesus Christ is often seen as a teacher, a great person, a moral person, right? Just like, I'm a good person, but I don't really need a Savior in my life, right? But I would say that kind of attitude is kind of like me buying furniture at IKEA, right? And trying to assemble it all together without reading the instruction manual, because I'm a man and I know how to do things, right? And it usually doesn't work, right? People say, But, you know, that's nice. But I don't really need to go to church to be a good person, because I'm a good person, right? What do you think about that? I say you are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. I don't need to go to church because I'm a good person. You are absolutely correct. But question is, how do you become a good person? How do you become a good person? Where do you go to be a good person? At work? 24-hour fitness? At the bar? I mean, well, no, I don't have to go anywhere. I could just chill. I can just stay at home. You know, I went to college and I just, a lot of stress. I just chill at home to be a good person. Stay home. I just become a good person. That's all I need to do. Okay. But if you, let's say if you want to be a good soccer player, right? Where do you go? You can't just stay at home and watch MLS all day, right? You got to go out to the field. You got to get some coaching. And most importantly, learn how to play as a member of a team. Belong to a community, a network, right? And where two or more are gathered in my name, there he is. We surround ourselves with other good people under the presence of Jesus Christ. But then some people say, well, yeah, but the church doesn't have good people, right? I don't know about these. All my neighbors who go to church, they're all like religious freaks, okay? Like they go to church, but they're not good people. I'm a better person than them, right? And I say, you are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. And we can start with me. Am I a good person? No. No. Okay? You can just start with me. I'm a sinner. I'll tell you straight up. You can ask our Pope. What's the name of our Pope? You can ask Pope Francis. He'll tell you, I'm a sinner. Right? And who said people who go to church are good people anyways? Who said that? That's your assumption, right? Actually, most people who go to church on a regular basis will not go around and say, hey, I go to church, I'm a good person, right? Instead, people who go to church on a regular basis are more sensitive. They're more sensitive to the times they have not been good, the times that they have not been Christ-like. So they come back to church to be better because they acknowledge that they are not good. They acknowledge that we are sinners and we are in need of a Savior. Right? And when we are open to allowing the Savior to enter into our lives, this leads to a transformation towards a life full of grace. Like a teenager who joins our youth group to experience an encounter with Jesus and comes back confident, ready to face any challenges because Jesus is with them. Or couples who are open to allowing the Savior to work miracles in their relationships so they can radiate the love of Christ to others. Or people who just come out of nowhere, come from out of town, out of country, out of state. People just lonely. They don't know anyone, but they come to the church and they are welcomed, receive the warm love of our Savior, and get to meet people who model the love of Christ for others. Okay. At this time, I'm going to show you a little video. Okay, and this video is an invitation to accept the Lord as our Savior, and to consider being involved in the life of the church. So, just to give you a little preview of what happens here in our faith-filled community here at St. Lucie. Okay.